Okay, today we're continuing the halachas of muktzah that are all these three daven, kuf chav gimel, kuf chav dalet, kuf chav hey, many sugas of muktzah. We'll try to cover some of the highlights. That kuf chav hey and beis, the Gemara says, "Tanan hosan evan shal piachovis mata al tzidav yinofelis." Omer Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu ela b'sholcheach. The content here of bosses ledavar ha'asur, a base for davar ha'asur, the base itself is muktzah, and even if for some reason the davar ha'asur, which was on top of it, fell off, doesn't matter. It retains the status of bosses ledavar ha'asur. And the distinction drawn over here between meniach and shocheach, and the question, of course, becomes why? What's the lumdus? What's the hesber? What's it all about? So I believe the fundamental issue over here with respect to bosses is as follows. Something is considered to be a bosses if the it is considered to be tofel or secondary to the davar ha'asur, which is on top of it. This is a yesod that I think is found throughout the sugya. We'll just see a little bit more here in that kuf chav hey and beis. Gemara Rashi, get that impression from the Hemshech HaSugya. Gemara discusses over here a little bit further down. Gemara says that we have complicated cases, which is something considered to be a basis, is something not considered to be a basis, and we have to understand, you know, why it should or shouldn't. For example, Evan Shebekiria, in Mimalimba, Venon Ophelis Mimalimba, right? So, what happened to the dinner bus? It's Lohi. Hosam came in the Hatka Shavya Dofen. What is that all about? Let's see Rashi. Mimalimba, Alma Evan Nasakli, the Hatka Shekosha Yofe, Lavin Mimalim, Velo Amina Nasakli, Bahanocha Bialma, the Kasha Lididi, the Amri Lael, Bimeniach Nasakisu, the Chavis, Velohi. Lo kashli, the hosam ho lo kshira, lo chazel malos, the ho nafla, v'haylav hotka bitule batla mitores kli, goli daite lo choshele, avukhisu chomes anocha mashele kli. So we're getting to a discussion of what is considered to be a kli, what's not considered to be a kli, what's considered to be botla, what's not considered to be botla. But I think the yesod, we'll fill in those blanks in a minute, is the essence of a basis is something which is considered to be a base for something else. And if it's secondary to that something else, then it has the status of a bus. That's, for example, why, we'll get to it perhaps a little bit later, something is a bus is the davar ha'asur and the davar ha'mutter, it's mutter. Why? Well, it's not going to be considered secondary to the davar ha'asur. There's a davar ha'mutter there as well. So why are you considering it secondary to the davar ha'asur there as well? Ah, what's more important? So that's a whole discussion. What's considered to be more important, the davar ha'asur or the davar ha'mutter? And if you ask me, the criterion would be, what would a person give up? Someone standing with a gun. Give me this or this. Whichever you would not give up, you would hold on to, that's considered to be the ikar. And therefore, it's a basis for that. And this, of course, is many, many relevant practical applications. Oh. Now, what is something that's insignificant? Insignificant. It's garnished. So we have a concept that if something is a nothing, so the basis is not going to be considered secondary to it. Where do you find this concept? It goes back, way back in their earlier Masechta Shabbos. Tosfos on that Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Tosfos Hava. Omer read the Shirei Kosos Lochashimi Lemevi Kos Batal Legabayel. There you see it. The word Bosses is called Batal. It's Batal a Tafel to the Muktzah on top, and it's so insignificant that the principle of Batal doesn't apply, and therefore the status of Muktzah does not exist. And this is finds its way into the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah as well. Simon Shin Yud is a Simon which talks about Basis. And here in the Mishnah Brura, Shin Yud Sivkot on Lamed Aleph, makes a comment. The comment is, that's a couple of pennies on somewhere. Ah, what are you kidding? A person's going to make whatever he has bottle to a few prutas. No, a few prutas is not worth it. Ain on the mevatel bigdal v'shulchanah v'shul eze prutas. What's in the chayonah? What's wrong with pruta? It says no. It's not considered to be significant enough. Okay, not significant enough. Any finding something similar back in Reish Nun Tes Sivkot and Tes, so which goes back to the earlier sugars of Hatmana. Those who remember those sugars, we learned it. It talks a lot about the parameters of mukta, something which is on the top of a pot, for example. So here, the Mishnah Brewer writes, explaining the din of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that even though there's some kind of a tzemer on top of a pot, it's not, the pot's not a bosser to the tzemer. Why not? So ain't that kisui tashmish la tzemer. Ad rather, had tzemer mishamish like deo lechamama. So you're not going to say that the pot is tumbled to the tzemer, punkt faker. So therefore, the halacha of buses does not apply. And here we go again in Simon Shin Tes, which is also important for these in Yonah. Let's discuss this. Perhaps we'll get to some of those deals later. Here they call it Tes Shin for whatever reason. Whatever. Tildah Hede Davaracha. That's maybe we'll get to it a little later on. Here in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot Yud Ches, a similar idea, which is quoted from the Magen Avraham, where he says, I put things down, helter skelter. I'm not thinking where I'm putting it. Okay? I quote to you. Lo mikri bas salim ken en yech olav v'amukza b'shvil she yisyashiv olav v'tov. Ava ma she menichem b'derech ha-kroi, she moshe regil le dohosim b'teva chafotzim elu al elu, me she ein lo revach lefnos lefanos tolchol chevetz mokom b'shuli ha-teva, lo chol she menich olav b'shom cheach. Nothing, because it's just threw it down. It's not secondary to the item which is there. All right, not everyone agrees to that. Shara Sukkot to Taz holds differently. Okay, because he says it's considered secondary even in that particular example. Okay, fine.
But did we say that coins are considered insignificant?
A couple of pennies. You put a coin which has a dollar on it. It's not so insignificant. A is a prutus. You know, I don't know how. I read somewhere they want to get rid of the penny completely in this country. It's not happening so fast, but the pennies are garnished. It's you're not going to be mevatel something for a couple of pennies. Where they draw the line exactly, I can't tell you. I'm not sure. Now, the idea of shachach, which you mentioned before, is found in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Siv Dalet. Shachach even al pi chavis. So then, it's not considered to be a basis l'davar ha'aser. This is based on the sugya Anaf Kufman base. We'll get to it a little bit later. And the Mishnah Brewer explains that if you'll just leave it there, it's considered shachach. And the Ramah, similar idea. Ramah is over here in Siv Dalet. What's considered to be bosses? If I put it on my kli, but if I put it on your kli, not a bosses. And Adam also, shachaveh shalom yidaita. For the same reason. You put it on my chutzpah, you're going to make my item tumble to your item, you put there, you know, no, you can't achieve that. It doesn't work. Right? If you take a look at the Mishnah Brua, what happens if you put it on my item for my benefit? You know how I work the system in my house. I'm late, they're running late. So you come into my room and you put down the candlesticks on the base, where I always put it every single Friday, right there. So then the Mishnah Brua writes over here in Sivkot Mechav Zayin, okay? Then it has the status of bosses. Okay? It's the same reason. Now, this, as I said to you before, it comes from the concept of betule, the question of betule batle. That's an expression in the Gemara over here on Kuf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We're talking about the Dalas. Kevin O'Hatka Betule Batle. Now, Rashi had his own pshat, which we said before. If you look at what we call the Chidushin HaMiuchasid L'Haran, not the real Ram, but the we call the pseudo Ram. He says this vart. Betulei batli means that a bus loses its shem kli because it's considered to be secondary to the davar muktzah, which is on top of it. So according to that interpretation, the words of batl the tufel are mamish and shas the finish. Not the Rashi. Rashi before Rashi had a different interpretation. The simplest shot is that of the so-called Ran on that very daf. There is a chiddush, Rabbi Osai, in of Rabbeinu Tam, which is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Ayin Tes Siv Beis. The concept over here is an issue of whether the buses has to be there for the entirety of Shabbos. For the entirety of Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, whether this leniency is accepted or is not accepted. That's the question. There's a principle we call Migu Diskator Leben Hashmash Diskator Lechuliyom. We heard back, way back on Mem Gimel, if not Mem Dalet, which applies specifically to this kind of a case. Now, if you look in the back here, in Simon Shintes Siv Dalet, that's where he quotes the Skula of the Abayna Tam. I'll read it to you. Person put an eben, he forgot it there, it's not considered to be bus. This we know. Yes, Omer. Da'afilu hinicham shem aldaz sheyishor shem b'knisis ha-shabbos. Okay, sheyitleim b'shabbos is mutter. Lo'asru al-v'nicham aldaz sheyishor shem kol ha-shabbos. This is Tosef Kuf Mem Bezer for Rabbeinu Tam. What's the lumdus? The same lumdus. But in Thomas says, in order for the bus to be considered to be tofel, secondary to the davar ha-muktzah, you have to have wanted to leave it there for the entirety of Shabbos. Okay. So the question is, Rabbi Osai, the Bialocha's question back here, Beishayin Tess, Siv Beis, what about a ner? What about a ner, a candle? What's with ner? So now from Zion it says, it's a bus to the Shalhevis. But the Shalhevis is going to go out in the middle of Shabbos. So Kuantra Ben Natam is only a buses. If it's for buses, the call of Shabbos. Here we know for a fact that the fire is going to go out on Shabbos. So it's not a buses for the entirety of Shabbos. That's the kasha of the Bir Halach. The good kasha. So he gives the following answer. The only time we say that it's not considered to be a buses if it's not going to be there the entire Shabbos, is if you plan to shake it off. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You can shake it off. It's called tiltul min atzad. You're not going to touch the muktzah directly. And the item is not considered to be a buses because you plan to shake it off before the end of Shabbos. When it comes to a ner, you can't shake it off. There's no way to shake off a flame from a kid. You can blow it out. That's an Issa d'oraisa. Mechaber of some sort, whether the details of the rice, I don't know. But it's an Isser Mechaber. That's a distinction. What is the lumdus behind this? I think the pshat is as follows. That's the idea of tafel. If I can shake it off before the end of Shabbos, it's not considered to be tafel. But if I can't shake it off, even though it's going to disappear by itself in the middle of Shabbos, doesn't remove the concept of being tafel. And that may have one additional nafkamina as follows. The Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Siman Shintes, Siv Katan, Yutes, B'knisas HaShabbos. One opinion says as follows. If it's has in mind, K'nisas HaShabbos is enough, the first view. Hainu calls man ben HaShemoshes. K'nisas HaShabbos means the entirety of ben HaShemoshes. The Lush of the Gemara, that Mem Gimel Amin Aleph, it says, Ba'od Namalav Kol Bein Hashmosos. Kol. Of course, the question becomes, we have the concept of mukta machos mitzvah, and if you remember the Gemara Beitza, any boldel kobe nashmashos. That means I don't want to be separated from the entire ben hashmashos. What happens if I'm boldel for part of ben hashmashos? It would be a problem. So it's a kasha which the Shemir Shabbos asks, what's the din if it's half ben hashmashos accessible, half not accessible? Here the Mishnah Berurah is not considered to be a basis unless he has in mind kol ben hashmashos. Whereas in the case of Dvar Muktzah, Muktzah Machas Mitzvah, to the contrary, as long as it's separated from you, even for one instant of Ben HaShemoshes, it's already a potential problem. That's the kasha of the Shemir Shabbos Gulchasa in that same prayer of yesterday, Ha'ara Kuf Pei Vov. So the answer is as follows. Migu Diskatzai applies even in 1 minute. If 1 minute with the Ben HaShemoshes is inaccessible, then it's a problem. So the only way to avoid is Eini Bodel Ko Ben HaShemoshes. But in order to create what I call the tfelus, that the item is considered, the book, the buses is considered tufel to what's on top of it. So Rabbi Natalman, as far as to say, you have to put it there for the entirety of Shabbos. Even the first day of August, Rabbi Natalman says, it has to at least be set aside for the entirety of Ben HaShemoshes. That's what I think is the explanation. All these Yisodas are pointing in the same direction. This is item number one for today's shiur. Discuss some of the concepts of buses and davar. So obviously, much more to be said. It's a whole sugi, but just some of the highlights, which again, all stem from the kuf chav hem and beis from the chiddush Iran, that betuli batli means, according to his understanding, that the item is considered to be secondary compared to the davar hamukta, which is on top of it. All those nafkamis we had before all stem from the same. That's part one of the shiur. I want to go on and discuss another item, which we started speaking about a little bit yesterday. It's an important food. Yesterday we were discussing the issue of what's considered to be mukta, and what is what I called in our language tiltul kalim. There's an issue of moving something, even though it's not really absolutely mukta. And this comes from the following Gemara, I will say, yesterday's Gemara. Kuf Chav Dalid Amar Alef. Kuf Chav Dalid Amar Alef, you call the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah. What does Rabbi Nechemiah say? He's the biggest machab. Nechemiah Omer in the Mishnah, Ein Nitolin Ela Letzorech. So what does that mean? He's Afilu Dovash Malachto Lehetet, the fourth wide line. Letzorech Gufo In, Tzorach Makomo Lo. This is a very, very big chumrah according to Rabbi Nechemiah. Okay, that's what it says. In this context of the sugya, we're discussing the following. Hani Koros Hechim Metal, the Rabbi of Nechemiah, mentioned this yesterday. Hani Koros, the 10th wide line. Hechim Metal Talina. Right. The whole discussion. What's the story? Yes and no. So what emerges from the sugi over here is that once you pick up this item, and you may, in fact, pick it up for whatever reason, a halachically permissible reason, then you may carry it further, put it down wherever you want. That's what emerges from the sugi over here, and that kuf chav dal. Once you pick it up, it's permissible. You can put it down wherever you want. And this is a source for a din in Shulchan Aruch, which you may have heard here or there, in Simen Shin Ches Siv Gimel. Second. Oh. Kli Shem Lach Tal Yisr. Mut Lo Litol Misham. Ulhanicha be'eza makom sheyirtze. This is the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. The kaven should be yodo she natala tzorach gufa makoma. Rasha the tatla yoser. Okay. Once you have it in your hand, you may continue to move it to a different place. When does this heter apply? So the achronim say the haya teir lo shayach ela v'chli shemach al yisur. Below the muksa machmas gufo. Mos, Avonim, etc. That's a question. When does this have to apply? So it applies only to Klisha Machal Yisr, does not apply to what we call an absolute Mukta. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here in Sivkatan, Yud Gimel. Okay. That's interesting. The Vilna Gaon in Yerodea in Hilchos Mila, where there's a discussion of what does the Merle do with the knife after he finishes cutting the Mila, the knife is not Mukta. So in that context, the Gra in Reish Tamach Vav Sivkatan Gimel says that the Klisha Machal Yisr is not Mukta. I mentioned this to you already yesterday. It's not Mukta. It's a separatist. How does he know? We know very simply. Because Rabbi Shimon asks it. Rabbi Shimon. Who says Rabbi Shimon, in fact, asks it? Take a look at Alf Lamed Vav. Take a look. Lamed Vav of Alf. Tosis says, Rabbi Harab Shimon. Less Le Mukta. What exceptions are there? Elamuk to Machos Kisar and Kis, the one of Kuf and Zayin. Okay, only the Guf of Makomo, but not Mechama Letzel. Right, that we saw. It's because why? It's a Mishnah Kuf Chav Beis. Only the Fatzea goes in Mechama Letzel Asur. Ukrab Shimini, but the Katani Sefer Machat Shel Yad Litol Boas Hakotz. That's a question of Dov Hashem and Miskav and Mutter. So it says that part goes like Rav Shimon. The whole Mishnah goes like Rav Shimon. So you see, Klar says, Tos according to Rav Shimon, it's prohibited to move Kli Shemalach Tali Yisr Micham Alitzel. Says the Gra, what do you mean? But Rav Shimon denies Mukta. The answer is, this is not Mukta. It's a different din. It's a different din. Has the same status, for example, as Kli Shemalach Dalaheter Shalol Letzorach Klal. Can't call that Mukta. Well, Nisr of Tiltul Kalim, but the full Shem of Mukta is not Chal on this particular Kli. Now, we find, Rabbi Osai, this Heter, I told you, to carry something beyond in two places. One, on Mem Gimel Amanal. Take a look on Mem Gimel Amanal. There's a discussion in the Gemara of whether Kli is Nittl, Shalol Letzorach, Dover Shein HaNittl. Kosava, the first wide line, Ein Kli Nittl El Dover HaNittl B'Shabbos. Right? You have to be Letzorach only the Dover HaNittl. So in the Sukkah over there, it's clear that once you pick it up, Letzorach Dover HaNittl, then you can continue to carry it as a Nem Gimel. And Kuf Chav Dal, as we said, according to Nechemia, also clear. These two share something in common. They're not mukta. I have a perfectly usable item. It's a new din of Tiltul Kalim, according to one opinion on them Gimel. Ain't Kli Nittl Letzorach Dover HaNittl. Letzorach Dover HaNittl, I can't move it. That's not mukta. The same item I can use a second later for Dover HaNittl. He's a Tiltul Kalim. So to according to Nechemia, everything is can't be moved unless it's Tzorach Gufo. It's also considered to be a Tiltul Kalim. Then, and only then, as Shas tell us, that you can continue to move it beyond the original mandate once it's in your hand. So whether it applies to Kli Shemalach Tal Yisr, which the Shulchan Aruch does apply to, is presuming a Kli Shemalach Tal Yisr, even Simen Shin Ches, Siv Gimel, that once it's in your hand, you can continue to carry it, and presumes, as the Vilna Gaon, that Kli Shemalach Tal Yisr also is not considered to be Mukhtza. V'horaya, it's Mutla Sof Gufa L'Kobo. Another Raya, it's Asi B'Kot Rav Shimon. So therefore, that's why you can carry it even beyond the Tzorach Gufo Makomo as far as you want. That's what the Vilna Gaon explains. The very fact that it's Mutl Tzorach Gufo Makomo means it's not an absolute Mukta Yisr, what we call Tiltul. That's the Pashup Shah. This is what the Gaon is saying. However, there may be other opinions. If you look in Tosis Lamed Hei Amud Beis, V'Hatanya, look there quickly. Oh, all important books of sugyas. Bottom Tosfos. V'Tanya Shofar Metaltlin. Okay. Teima Liri, Alkoch, Haida Shor, Letaltl Shofar, Haida Letzor, Gufo, Tzor, Mekomo. The Mechama Letzel, Rabbi Shimon Asis, as we just saw. Okay. Fine. Okay. Oh. The question will be Matznian or not Matznian. So, but again, we're not going into the problem of the toast. You got a question of toast. Even if it's mutter, the title of the shofar, so gufa makomo, it's usur latznio. What's the pshat in this Tosis? Tosos? No. What the Gemara's on this? Tosos holds that klisha malach the isur is mukta. We discussed a little bit yesterday. Isur of mukta. Isur of mukta, and there's no heter to keep carrying it after gufa makomo is over. As opposed to these two Gemara's, Mem Gimel and Kuf Chav Dalet, they're not discussing mukta. They're discussing shalom tzorach davar hanitel, or of the chemishit and the tzorach gufa only. So then it's not really mukta proper. Is a dispensation, what's in your hand, to keep going. But it's muksa proper, not. The machlekes between the mechaber and the Tosis is, what's the nature of klisha malach lias? We spoke about this b'alacha yesterday. Is it a muksa? Or is it a different din? A different din of, we call, tiltul kelim. A different kind of a din. It's a question of how to understand the principle of klisha malach lias. It's a fundamental question. The nature of this is it's complex. Those who agree, those who don't agree. There's even an opinion in the Mordechai. Take a look in Simon Shin Tesvov. Shin Tesvov. We saw before the Mishnah Berurah that it's Muktz Mamuk and Saron Kiss, or real Muktz again, Mos, of this nature. Then this dispensation of carrying it beyond when you know how the heck to do it does not exist. Which that's obviously something wrong over here. Starts with Shin Tesla. Where is it? In my edition, it's page Yud Aleph. I don't know if you have my edition. It's you should see by the numbers. It's in Perikira, Shin Tesvav. Mil the tzarach gufa the tzarach makomo mutter. He wants to say even a bigger chiddush. They can move muktzah machlech the tzarach kis the tzarach gufa makomo against the mechaber. The mechaber says here in Shin Ches Sif Aleph, the Feirish. He's talking about these same cases: chesar and kis, sakan shoshita, mila, etc. All these things. Also, the tatl of the Shabbos, afil the tzarach gufa makomo. Not the same as what? As klisha malach liyos. Why? Klisha malach liyos, we said, is not muksa. It's just a tiltul kelim. Whereas chesaron kis is considered to be muksa. So how do you know whether this is so or not so? So it's not completely clear. There's a Gemara on Kuf Chav Gimel, which seems to be a raya to the Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Gaon brings, but others will disagree. So again, the same fundamental principle, going to the rise back and forth, is whether something is muktzah or not muktzah. Presumably, the Mordechai holds that klisha malach liyisur is muktzah. Afal pikein lo matir letzor gufa makomo. So by the same token, it could be matir even the muktzah b'aspe saron kis letzor gufa makomo. Whereas the others say no, klisha malach liyisur muktzah letzor gufa makomo is not considered to be muktzah. Even, but there's obviously a certain possibility. Klisha malach liyisur is muktza, but it's a low-level muktza, and therefore it's mutla zel gufa makomo, as opposed to chesar and kis, which is a high-level muktza, which is also zel gufa makomo. That possibility does exist, but the other two are also significant discussions to be had, which of the two is really correct. Final point for today.
Yes. Ismail is which type of muktza?
Ismail is presumably a muktza machos chesar and kis. It's very expensive. Very expensive. And therefore, it's very expensive. You don't want to use it for anything else but its original designated use. And that ties me to my last point, which is the issue of tefillin. Tefillin. Tefillin is a whole discussion. What is its status? What is its status? What is tefillin? So, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it talks about tefillin. Ramos Siddalot, Shin Ches Siddalot, Rambo says, Tefillin ain't letatlum kin letzarch. With the tzarch. What the tzarch? Bishop Ruchav Dalit. Kadei shalo yigonvu. Shalo yiskaklu b'chama. Oh. Means, to regular kli. Mutu mechama letzel. Tazim Bagan Aram's argue and say it's kli shav laftal yisr. Also a nichan b'shabbos. You pass, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. And therefore it's only mutu letzarech gufan. What do you mean? What's gufan on Shabbos? You put it on the, to save yourself from the mazikin. Olim mekoman. Shas atchak. He wants me to make like the first opinion to move mecham al tzel as well. That's the Ramah here, Sif Dalet, with the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Shmur Shabbos Esekasha in the Oral Lamed Beis. Why isn't it mukt to machus v'saron kiss? So expensive to him. You don't use it for anything else but its use. So he gives a toast of Shabbos answer. Kisvi HaKodesh Amur Kal. We saw it already yesterday in Iran. You're not allowed to move Kalim Shlola Torah Klal, but also the Kisvi HaKodesh Amur Kal. It's not very shver of art. I don't see the Devor. So Shlomo Zalman says, well, you're allowed to wear tefillin when you're not Machabah the Mitzvah. Maybe some kind of Shmira. Who is tefillin? Have you ever once tefillin for Shmira? When I'm such a high madrega that we understand what the Shmira is all about. I thought, in point of fact, I'm sorry to say it to you, that the Bris Olam is correct, who says that it's considered a Moksu Machach Chasonkis. I and Tom the Gemara wasn't. So he says that now it's, now it's more expensive. Then it wasn't so expensive. So what? It wasn't weird how expensive. It wasn't used for anything else. The answer is different. Bismana Gemara, you see Klon Shas. He used to put on the tefillin of a Shmira. We don't do it anymore nowadays. I'll end with a story. The story is told that the Vilna Gaon was in a hotel. And the bandits came in and they started beating up the innkeeper. The Vilna Gaon came out of his room. And the people ran away for their lives. The bandits ran for their lives. So the incubus said, "Ask the Vilna Gaon, Rebbe, explain this to me." Mefor Shemar Brachos says, "V'ro kol ame aretz ki shem Hashem dikolach av yorim mecha elat filan shemarosh." So they saw me, so they ran away. Says Mefor Shemar. Fast forward a few weeks later, the bandits come in again. Oh, no problem. The innkeeper goes to the back, puts on his film, and they beat him, and they hit him, and they're killing him. Rebbe, when the Vilna comes next, a year later, comes to the same trip, Rebbe, the famous answer is, no, Elo Tfilin Shebirosh, not Alarosh. That's the Vilna, the Tfilin is part of you, but then it works as a Shmira. Perhaps in the olden days, when they had Tfilin Shebirosh, they weren't on Shabbos with Shmira. As man as that, same with the Vilna Gaon, we don't do it anymore.